This is an executive summary of DSTs and charitable remainder trusts, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. DSTs versus charitable remainder trusts, how a CRT works and how it compares with a 1031 into DST for income, capital gains deferral, and charitable legacy goals. An investor with highly appreciated real estate has more than one way to address the embedded capital gains tax while planning for income and legacy. A 1031 exchange into a Delaware statutory trust, DST, defers the gain, keeps the asset in the investor's estate, and can lead to a step-up in basis at death. A charitable remainder trust, CRT, takes a very different path. It's an irrevocable trust into which you contribute appreciated property, which the trust can then sell without immediate capital gains tax, because the trust is tax-exempt, paying you or your beneficiaries an income stream for a term or life, giving you a partial charitable income tax deduction, and ultimately leaving the remainder to charity. These tools serve different goals, keeping versus giving the asset, and can sometimes be considered together within a broader plan. This guide explains how CRTs work, how DSTs and CRTs compare and combine, the income and tax benefits, and charitable legacy goals. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.